We're just going to worship a little bit here.
The world in solemn stillness lay. Christmas. All right, you're going to remember this Christmas for years to come because it actually snowed, and so it's awesome. We don't have to sing about a white Christmas. We got one. But we want you just to enjoy the sights, the sounds, and maybe some of the memories of the great Christmases you've had as we celebrate the advent of Christ, the coming of Christ. So can we pray together? So, Father, we thank you this evening, Lord, for your presence as we celebrate joyfully your birth. We remember, Lord, your humble beginnings, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. How did he give him? By God being born as a baby. And so we thank you for the virgin birth. And Father, as we sing more, as we talk more, as we read more, I pray that this Christmas season would just explode in our hearts with peace, joy, love, and hope, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
This next song that we are going to do, Gordy and I, were tasked to come up with a song for Christmas as we did last year. So running with that same theme, this is what we have. If you...
I'm a simple carpenter with calloused hands. I'm so unprepared, though you said don't feel. But I have no business calling him my own. This baby in my arms is fast asleep. And as I look upon his face, I finally see the
Adore him Christ. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, beginning in verse 8, reads, "And there were shepherds living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests.'" Amen.
Mary laid in the softness of hay, waiting
us as we worship some more. Hallelujah.
Hark the hymn.
Another year, another Christmas, another year of getting caught up in buying more stuff, another year of going to more Christmas parties, or traveling more miles to visit more family members, another year, another Christmas. We hope this year will be different. We hope for some sense of wonder or peace or joy. But what if the answer has been there all along? What if there's a child in a manger who really is worthy of our adoration? And what if that child is unlike anything we've ever experienced? What if that child holds the key to wonder, peace, and joy? What if the answer's been there all along? And what if the answer is a person? And what if we're invited to discover him? This Christmas season, the truth is sitting there waiting to unfold. In the blurred chaos and the obscured expectations, the truth is here. He's been here all along.
Like a choir, they're singing peace on earth. Evening. Well, we're going to give to the Lord tonight, amen? I said we're going to give to the Lord tonight, amen? Amen. So the ushers can come forward. If you're writing out a check, you can write it to Marysville Assembly of God. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for what all that you bring to us and all that you are in the love that you have for us in this special night, Father God, Christmas Eve, the night we celebrate Jesus being born. It just even speaks to our heart even more that you came down from heaven, you left everything and became a man, became and sacrificed yourself. So, Father, as we take this offering as just our way to give back to you, and just we give because we want to. We give out of a heart of joy. And we just thank you for it, Father God. We ask you to bless those who give and use this in your ministry, Father God, and your will be done with this money that we give here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Take a moment. I don't know, this time of the year usually brings out a lot of sentiment in all of us, and we can remember childhood memories. We can remember the people that we love the most. And you know, every good and perfect gift comes from God. And so when you have a great memory of a grandfather, a father, mother, brother, sister, friend, and many times in our life they pass away and it leaves a hole. I don't know if you were here last Sunday morning. The Stevens family were here, and she sang a song, and her father had passed away, and the song was that. So what I've done tonight, I've just went through some of our list, talked to some of the folks that were meaningful to me, and I just want you to remember today, as we're going to scroll them up here, and maybe there's names that aren't on here, forgive me, How many know I got a good memory, but it's short? And but I want you to remember your loved ones who had passed away and reflect on the good times. You're going to miss them. But you know what? God fills that void in our heart with his peace and joy this time of the season. So we can take a couple minutes as this scrolls. If you don't know the people, that's fine. But think of the loved ones you have. Mom did leave a lot of memories, but amen. And may the Lord bless and add to those. And if we forgot someone, you remembered, right? Amen. Amen. I learned something. When that candle's flickering, it's working. When it stopped, it wasn't. Give you a little Christmas word as we prepare ourselves for communion. In the beginning was the Word, John chapter 1. And the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word is Jesus. In the beginning, whatever that was, the Word was with God. And as we talk about the story of Bethlehem this morning, of the angels, that was a 6,000-year wait from the time of the first sin until Jesus was born. And the Scripture says, the people who stood in darkness have saw a great light. So this morning, as you think about Christmas season, and I know tomorrow morning or tonight, a lot of presents will be opened, and that's all good and fine. But I want you to remember the gift of all was Jesus, because he loved you so much. And you know, he's so common to us that we miss it. He's so close to us that we don't see it. But and sometimes you think he's with you, and maybe he's not, simply because you never really ask him to be part of your life. So what I'd ask you to do this Christmas season is to search with him with all your heart. And allow the Holy Spirit to make him alive and real to you. And he's not only the light of the world, he'll guide you through anything that you need to do. Not only was he born, I'm going to ask the men who I asked prior to the service to join me in communion. But he lived a perfect life. He was born, it was prophesied hundreds of years, thousands of years before his birth, that a virgin would conceive and bring forth a son. And that son would be God himself in the flesh, and he would live a perfect life. And that life would be offered as a sacrifice for sin. And as God's way of saying that he approved of what happened, Jesus was raised from the dead, and he sits on the right hand of the Father, waiting for orders to come to earth a second time. And I believe he's coming. So I want everyone to stand, and I'll give you some instruction. Here at Marysville Assembly of God, it's open communion, which simply means it's open to anyone who knows Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you know Christ, we want you to have communion with us this evening. And realize that if there's anything between you and the Lord, we're going to ask you if you would just simply make it right. Ask God for his forgiveness. Reconcile with whoever that person is when the time is right. But come to the table of the Lord and let's enjoy his presence this evening. So let us pray. So Father, in your name, we ask, Lord, that you would bring your added blessing as we celebrate your birth and we remember your death, burial, and resurrection, Lord. Jesus spoke the word at the Last Supper, and the Apostle Paul repeated, he said, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you." The night Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke and said, "Take and eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And after the same manner, he took the cup when he supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come." And then he tells us to examine our hearts. So take a moment, examine your heart. And if you have a young child here that and they are very familiar with this, they are welcome also. So, Father, in your name, we come to your table. In Jesus' name, amen. And everyone, hold your portion so we can take it together. Would you come?
Angels from above, around us.
Silently.
Let's lift up the cup. Let's lift up the bread together. Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you that this body represents, this piece of bread represents your body that was broken for us. And Father, I pray you'd give us that deep revelation of how much you loved us, that your body was beaten, bruised, bled because you loved us so much. We thank you, and we remember not only your birth, but we remember your death this morning. Shall we eat of the bread together? Jesus took that cup on that Last Supper and said, this cup is the New Testament, the New Deal, the new arrangement between heaven and earth. No longer do we have to sacrifice animals once a year, but Jesus was the greatest sacrifice of all. Divine blood was bled for us that all our sins could be forgiven. Jesus, we love you and we thank you. Don't understand it all, but we thank you for the shed blood of Christ for the remission of our sins. We say thank you, Lord. Shall we drink of the cup together? Amen. Let's give the Lord thanks and praise this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, this evening. Amen. Amen. Wow, it seems like that was a quick version. You may be seated. Okay, that was a holy night. And if you think about it, it was an awesome night, never to be repeated. It was a night that the Savior was born. I don't know if you realize that between the Old Testament and the New Testament are several hundred years where there was no word from the Lord at all. It was a dark time, they called it. And the Bible said those people who sat in darkness are going to see a great light. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His name is Jesus. And that Jesus gives light to the world. So I'm going to ask upstairs, if you turn these lights off, hopefully they'll do it for me. There we go. And there's a lot of light in this room, comparatively speaking. But if you can picture it being completely dark, and the only candle that was lit was mine. But you know what? Light always overcomes darkness every single time. And so each one of us, if Christ lives within us, takes light into dark corners of our world. So we're going to sing Silent Night. I'm going to have the ushers come. Hope you got a candle with you. Oh, there they got them. Okay. And if I want everybody to stand, and the ushers will light. Go ahead and get some light, guys. Okay, they're going to do it with a lighter. All right. But they're going to light a candle on the end. And if you'd light the persons next to you, women, do you still wear hairspray? All right, keep it away from that. We got to worry about the men. But we're going to sing my favorite song, Silent Night. Remember, this light reflects the light of Jesus in all of our lives.
Mother.
want you to take a look around. That's the light reflected in there. And I want to sing it through one more time. You know, many years ago, probably when I was 7 or 8, back, I think it was the Ice Age, yeah, but way back when, I remember I was at my aunt's house Christmas Eve, just like here. I went upstairs, the party was in the basement, and they had an aluminum tree. How many remember those? And the wheel was turning. And that song was playing. Boy, I just had a peace rush over me. So as we sing it again, I'm going to ask all my grandchildren that can walk, come on up here with me. We're going to sing together. Count of three. 1, 2, 3. Get up here. Come on. You don't get up here, no presents tonight. Amen. All right. Here they come. Jimmy's upstairs. Lindsay's sitting down. But you know, when I came to this church 22 years ago, none of these kids existed. Now look at them all. And someday I hope they multiply more and more and more. Let's sing it together. Let the peace of God rule your heart.